Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/relationships. Our first post of this episode comes from Intelligent Way 9777 and it's titled Need a Sense Check on My Boyfriend's Relationship with His Female Best Friend. Need a Sense Check on My Boyfriend's Relationship with His Female Best Friend. I, 29F, am growing increasingly concerned about my boyfriend's, 32M, relationship with his best friend, 32F, of 13 years. Before I confront him, I want some second opinions on whether my concern is justified or if in overreacting. Some points, they are both 32 and have known each other for 14 years, since high school, they have a lot in common, both vegan, climbers, super into fitness, camping, hiking, personality type, they slept together a few times 8 years ago. She then went on to date his friend for 7 years, until she recently left him. The three of them often hung out as a trio. They have the same birthday, this year they went for a sunrise swim for it and my BF didn't invite me, they work out together 2 to 3 times a week. I'm not invited. He constantly sings her praises. She made his parents a loaf of bread and he repeated the story to me 3 times. She has told him he looks like Adam Driver, and recently posted photos of Adam Driver's perfume ad on her Instagram stories. She has barely made an effort with me, but I guess I'm the same back, please help. Feel like I'm losing my mind. TLDR, my boyfriend's relationship with his female best friend is beginning to concern me. Edit to add, we've been together for 2 years. She was always in the picture as his best friend, but only in the last year has she been single. He is otherwise quite loving and affectionate with me. The next post from Noctower is titled Thank You Reddit, Truly. Dot. I made a post yesterday, I was lost, I was hurt, about my 3-year-long relationship ending 2 weeks ago. A lot of good tips and people talking to me. Today has been a fantastic day so far. It started rough, but I dreamed about her. I dreamed that we were still together, and then, I believe she broke up with me again, in my dreams. Nonetheless, a shitty way to start the day, to wake up. I immediately tried to change my thoughts, at first it didn't work, but eventually, it switched off by itself. Right now, I'm not thinking too much about her, I do from time to time, but it hurts a bit less enough that it's noticeable. I know I'm not healed, far from it, and this is probably a one-day thing, hopefully not though. Nonetheless, one day at the time, I can say today has been great-ish. Appetite is slowly coming back, I'm on my way to recovery. I know in these times, I need and should be selfish, only think about my well-being and not hers, but I can't help myself and hope she's also doing okay. That she will be okay too. The breakup hurt, but it was pretty amicable, so I have no ill intentions toward her and I do not wish her bad things. TLDR. Made a post yesterday, and needed to thank y'all. I'm doing a lot better today, and truly looking forward right now. I'm hoping for the best, I'm far from healed, and it is still hard, still having rough thoughts, but I know I will be just fine now. The next post from Sandbank6 is titled My, 26F, Boyfriend, 27 meters, of 6 years messaged a girl on IG inappropriately. She's a girl that goes to our gym every now and then. I'm somewhat acquaintances with her. Like each other posts all the time etc. We're one of few female powerlifters in the gym so we're somewhat in the same circle online-ish, anyway. He's never talked to her before. He followed her which I didn't really care about. He messaged her one night at 3:45 a.m. when he was out drinking and said this is completely random. But I love literally everything you post. It's rare I find someone I see eye to eye with. Now mind you, he's had a history of saying borderline inappropriate things to other girls. She messaged me right away with the screenshot and I told her to just play along and see where things go. He said that he'd like to get to know her better, and she asked how and he responded with, well I'd love to hang out with you but even talking more would be nice. This was some more of the convo. Him, I was just hoping to see you outside the gym too. Her, that might be arranged. How goes her girlfriend Fee about that? Him, honestly I'm not sure. Things have been complicated lately. Confounded face, I've wanted to message you for so long but I was so nervous. I finally said fuck it. You're a very hard person to ignore. It's hard at the gym. She then went on to say he shouldn't be messaging another girl at 3:45 a.m. and it's a bit sketchy. To which he replied that he probably shouldn't have drunk messaged her. I confronted him and he said that it wasn't that bad. He shouldn't have messaged her but it wasn't bad. He said he wasn't even attracted to her and only messaged her because she posts bold political stuff online and she's like one of the few female powerlifters in the gym so it's hard to ignore. I asked him if I could see his phone because he's been so secretive with it. He said no, and that even though he has nothing to hide, it's a breach of privacy. Which, I understand, but I think I'm being reasonable under these circumstances. I sarcastically told him that if I can't see it, then I'll just have to go and message girls he's following to ask. He proceeded to block and delete me off Instagram and Facebook for a few days. He's being super sweet now, but I can't help but think he are talking inappropriately with other girls. Am I being a little crazy? Is what he said actually harmless? Is it a little weird that he decided to block me so I couldn't see who he's following? Would it be crazy psycho GF of me to actually message some girls I know he's talked to? TLDR, my BF sent a message to a girl that I think was bad and he doesn't. The next post from T-Tandem is titled Am I, 40M, being unreasonable to expect girlfriend to pitch in on cleaning etc. My, 40M, girlfriend, 34F, and I have been dating for 10 months. She is a big fan of certain personality tests, and has said that her personality is such that she has never been able to handle concrete tasks very well. She is very intelligent, went to a top-tier school, and has a master's degree. I think she's capable of doing concrete things, but she has told me in no uncertain terms that she can't. I think it's safe to say that she's either unwilling or unable to do concrete things. I don't even like that term, but we can define it as cooking, cleaning, laundry, bed making, tidying, diaper changing, getting kids ready for school, taking kids to school, etc. She has told me that if we were to be married, I shouldn't expect her to handle 50% of the concrete tasks in our marriage. Basically, I would be signing up for a marriage where I do at least 75% of the cooking, cleaning, etc. Also note that I would be the breadwinner. She has a job that is barely making money right now after expenses, probably $20,000 a year. Her parents still support her. While I am a high earner and also financially independent, I would insist on a prenup, but that's another conversation. She is concerned that having children will push her over the edge and so wants, at most, one child. I've always wanted multiple kids. On the plus side, she has a great personality. Everyone loves her. We have fun together. I've had so many people tell me what a great catch she is. I love our conversations. She's the most intelligent person I've ever dated. She's very attractive. I love her, but this strikes me as not a great deal. But I feel like I'm crazy to call things off when there is so much that does work in our dynamic, relationship, etc. TLDR, love my girlfriend, but she is either unwilling or unable to do housework, etc. Is it unreasonable for me to expect her to pitch in 50-50 on the concrete side of life if we were to be married? Edit, she also says that she's dyslexic and has ADHD. She takes medicine for ADHD. Adderall, not sure if that makes a difference. Edit 2. Wow, this has really blown up. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. I have read every one of them. It means so much to me that people here would take time to help me with this problem. It has been all-consuming and stressful to me for months. Thank you. This has given me a great deal to think about, and I have taken all of these comments to heart, especially the ones saying, you're not crazy, this is a red flag. This dynamic correlates with divorce. And many more. The next post from Daffodil00087 is titled Am I the One Being Crazy and Irrational? I, 26F, landed a job earlier this year that significantly increased my salary. I came from nothing and have worked hard my entire life since I was old enough to work, 15. My boyfriend, 32, of 4 years, and I lived together. He was super happy for me. With my previous job, I still made a little more money than him. Now, I make much more money than him. And based on everything prior to now, he never seemed to mind and thought it was pretty cool. I pay half of our bills, I have invested money and put most of it into savings, I financially provide a lot for my parents who sacrificed everything in order for me to be where I am today, and I love spoiling my man with nice gifts. That's one of my love languages. When we go out to eat, I almost always pay the full tab. I'd say 95% of the time. I offer and I'm happy too. I always donate to charities and other causes. I also love shopping. Whatever is left over of the aforementioned finances, I buy myself stuff. He's made remarks in the past about my love of shopping, but they always seemed light-hearted to me. Anyway, I've started going to the gym and realized I needed a good pair of trainers. They came in the mail today. I opened up the package in front of him, and when he saw what they were, he instantly seemed annoyed. He interrogated me about the shoes, asked me about the brand, and then in a snarky tone of voice says, "Yeah, those look nothing like trainers, and I've never heard of that brand." This is just a very weird purchase. I love shoes, he has never once said anything about them. The cost of these trainers are about what my other shoes cost. I walked away without saying anything. About 10 minutes later he walks into the bedroom just to say, you spent $150 on those shoes. Do you just like wasting money or something? He said it in such a nasty, mean, judgmental way. I told him that he had no business questioning me about what I do with my hard-earned money. I am now very upset and don't want to talk to him. And I feel like he's gaslighting me by telling me I'm crazy and irrational for being upset. Oh, and FYI, a couple of months ago he mentioned being stressed out about paying back years of taxes. He's working on a master's and is having to pay for that. Without any questions asked, I transferred him $6,000. TLDR, am I in the wrong for telling him not to worry about what I do with my money when it has absolutely no negative effect on him? The next post from Admirable Swan 123 is titled My Ex, 27M, is offering to let me, 28F, live in one of his properties. My ex, 27M, and I, 28F, broke up shortly after our 6-year-old twins were born. He founded a large company and has very successful investments, so he is very wealthy. Me, not so much. Right now, I have primary custody of the twins, but when up until they were 1 we split equally, and then from 1 to 4 he had primary custody while I dealt with mental health issues but gave me custody when he was constantly traveling for work. My fiancé and I have a 3-year-old and a newborn together and his 10-year-old daughter from a previous relationship. We live in a small townhome, 2,200 square feet, 4-bed, 3-bath, with a tiny yard. Obviously, this gets very cramped. And we go insane cramped together all the time. Earlier today, my ex called me and told me if I want, I, along with all the kids plus my fiancé, can live in a property he owns that is slightly closer to their school free of charge. This house is massive, 6,000 square, 6-bed, 7-bath, with a pool, large yard, and in a gated community in a better part of town. Needless to say, we would greatly benefit from this and it would improve our quality of living. But, my ex always has an agenda. I have a gut feeling he would use this against me to get primary custody of the twins. My fiancé says we should accept this, he hates our townhome. But I don't know. No matter what I do, my ex will use it against me, I just know it. But should I? What should I do? This would TLDR, my ex is offering to let me and my family live in one of his properties for free. I don't trust him, but this would improve my family and I's quality of living. The next post from Fragrant Dingo 21 is titled I, 19F, had my first kiss and I essentially thought, okay, and, EW. Bit of a late bloomer and never even really went on a date but had gotten close to. Just had met some oddballs or we just didn't click. Friends convinced me to get a dating app to try new things. Went on a date with this guy and had a nice moment in the car and he leaned in for the kiss. I was very open that it was my first one ever. I had no expectations of a Hollywood-style kiss where fireworks go off in the distance or anything like that, especially since it's my first kiss and I knew for a fact shit would be awkward and, according to my sister, a little gross. It was a peck first. I was like, okay, this is fine, I guess, and then he had a firm grip on my head and his tongue tried to work itself into my mouth. He managed to miss it first and kind of licked the side of my nose. I feel awful, but my immediate thought, I did not say this to him, regarding the kiss was, this is kind of nasty and my God, is this it? I immediately pulled away and practically leaped out of the car and he made some comment about it being short so there would be more for the second date, which really added to the mood. He was objectively cute and pretty nice, but I kind of realized when I was telling my roommate about it that I would be fine with not seeing him again. I had fun, but I just didn't even feel a bit of a connection even though we talked quite a bit. Is it normal to think, A, during, after a kiss? Am I being too harsh about it? I just don't know what to think because this was a lot of firsts, kiss, date, someone licking my nose, and holding hands, so I don't know what to base it off of. I feel indifferent about the date and I think that my TV affected it too. TLDR, my first kiss was gross and I don't know how to feel about it. The next post from Cactus Tree is titled How Do I Learn to Date Post-Divorce with No Confidence in Myself? I, F29, started dating a guy, M31, in college and was with him for 6 years before we got married. We were together for another 2 years before deciding to get a divorce. We don't have kids, thankfully, so there are no other complications, and we have remained civil, which is a big relief. We realized that, it's the next step, was a terrible reason to get married, and we both got into some bad relationship habits. My problem is that I can't help feeling like I've wasted my love life. I don't regret the breakup, but I feel like by now I should know what I'm doing and what I'm looking for. Online dating sounds terrifying, and I have no idea how I would ever tell a new partner that I have been divorced. How do you learn how to date at almost 30? Because he was the only serious relationship I have ever had, I don't know how to act in a new relationship, or even how to start looking. I don't want to jump in dating apps because we both live in a pretty small town and the thought of bumping into him on one of these apps makes me want to fall through the floor. I'm not the prettiest or skinniest or most confident, in part because I've been in a very long-term relationship and we both let ourselves go a bit. I don't have the confidence to put myself out there, and it's a bummer to have thoughts like, who would want you, when considering online dating. Starting over seems like a petrifying prospect and I just don't know how. TLDR, I'm divorced but not 30 yet and I don't know how to date, help. The next post from LangLana22 is titled My 36F Boyfriend, 29M, threw drink in my face, not sure what to do next. Me and my BF got into an argument about communicating last night that got heated. When we talk we have fun chats but a lot of times, I feel he's talking at me, he's always going on long tangents and stories, changing the subject a lot, and then when I try to talk he either interrupts or looks like he's not listening, fidgeting or even goes to get out his phone, which I've told him bothers me and he says, I'm just looking up something about our convo. I just feel like he's only waiting to talk. So when I try to tell him how I feel he gets really angry and says I'm making him feel self-conscious and that he's walking on eggshells, and tries to turn it around on me saying I'm the annoying one. Sometimes I don't even have the energy as he's talking and just want quiet and he gets upset, saying I'm telling him when he should talk. So this happened again last night as we were drinking, and he got really mad and threw his alcoholic drink in my face while we were outside, which really hurt, stung my eyes and made me cry, and he barely apologized and kept wanting to talk. I made him sleep on the couch but don't know where to go from here. He just lost his full-time job and I think he's taking it out on me. I feel disrespected and so hurt. I really don't want to break up as things have been wonderful otherwise, but I kinda feel he resents me a little bit. He moved over a state to live with me after we were in a long-distance relationship for a while. He said last night I made him move down. I know alcohol played a role in the hurtful things he said, but his outburst at me made me think we need distance, space. He's gotten angry but never like this, and I feel he's been really immature and selfish. He keeps using phrases like, you keep badgering me, like I'm attacking him but I'm just trying to communicate my feelings. I feel so lost and alone. I'm going on a solo hike today to clear my head but needed to rant. I'm not sure what to do next. Sad face, TL. DR, argument with BF about communicating, he threw drink on me, unsure how to proceed with relationship edit. Talked to family member about this, texted drink tosser to go somewhere else to stay for a while, he said okay and left. There's still a bunch of stuff of his at my house so we will work that out later, until then time for reflection edit 2. Have read all the overwhelming comments and will try to reply to some later, thank you all for your support and guidance. Today's last post from GGGGGGRAAAAAD is titled Am I, 23F, wrong for not wanting to cut off a friendship I made on Tinder for my boyfriend? I'll accept if I am, but let me explain. Around 5 months ago, I, 23F, moved to a city and matched with a guy, A. We had a lot in common, and he was the first person I really liked after having a bad relationship for a while before. We talked a decent amount and went on some dates, but ultimately didn't feel like it was a good relationship match BC if some different life views, but we decided to stay friends BC we got along quite well. We never kissed or did anything physical. The most that happened was hugging. He was one of my first real friends here. Our friendship consists of sending funny Snapchats or complaining about work, and really not much else other than occasional updates on stuff. Never more than a couple snaps a day, and I haven't seen him in person in a long time due to being very busy and not really having mutual friends. I started seeing someone else several months ago and it has gone super great. We're very compatible, get along great, I could go on. We've been in a relationship for about a month and a half, so not super long, but I like him a lot. I'm not a secretive person at all, and also not like jealous or anything, so I didn't think tons of this. I talk to almost all of my friends from college via Snapchat every day and my friends here too, and him, I'm very friendly and outgoing and it makes me happy. He's much more introverted. Anyways, he asked how I knew him all, including A, and I told him exactly what I wrote above. I've let him see the snaps I send, receive, explained that I have no interest, etc., that we just get along well as friends, BC of similar interests, and honestly BC I like talking to people. He's been super annoyed about it and saying I should have no issues cutting it off since we don't even see each other. He hasn't explicitly mentioned cheating, but it's been heavily implied and it is making me very upset. I would never cheat, and I guess I could just cut it off, but I don't feel like I should have to. He doesn't take issue with my other male friends and I don't take any issue with any of his female friends, but we're stuck here. I honestly don't think I'd care if it were the other way around, as I wouldn't date someone who I didn't trust, and am generally very easygoing. If I'm wrong though, I'll accept. TL, DR, am I wrong for wanting to keep a Tinder friendship?